reception, $18. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. The Just Shall Live by Faith.
Supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and head.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Dr. Michael Kaufman, who certainly has been studying what's going on for a long period of time, has written a number of excellent books on the subject, and right now, let's go to Michael Kaufman. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
Very good, Stan. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. And what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, I was just talking to your aide there that is probably, I mean, we can talk about global warming. That's again in the news. I just cannot believe that subject just won't die. Or we can talk about, I just did a major study analysis of the new science standards, the next generation science standards that parallels Common Core.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and talk a little bit about global warming, because Basically they keep going over this and over again, and they tell us that certainly all the scientists, I mean, there are no scientists, well, at least there are no legitimate scientists who deny the fact that certainly man is causing the increase in the temperature of the Earth and certainly man's activities. And then when you point out, certainly Dr. Robinson's has 30,000 scientists. I think 10,000 of them, almost 10,000.
No, actually 32,000.
32,000. Well, anyway, but almost 10,000 of them are climate scientists, and they certainly disagree with that. So how can they on one side say, certainly there are no legitimate scientists on the other side? It's a general consensus. What it just isn't true.
It's not. And I think that's what we need to recognize. I'm giving up trying to see their point of view because they're doing nothing but lying now. I don't hear anything coming out of that camp that's not a bald-faced lie. And one of the things that is the biggest lie is that they use this 97% of all scientists believe that man is causing global warming. That is trash. It's garbage. That particular study done about 8 months ago or so, or at least reported 8 months ago, it took, I think, 13,000 different articles on global warming. And then they boiled it down to only those that somehow mentioned climate change or global warming, which cut it in half. And then they boiled it down by those articles that actually indicated that man was responsible for it. And you know what the final percentage was? It was 0.3%. 0.3% of all of those articles actually supported the idea that man was causing global warming. And yet they say that 97% of all of these articles were written by scientists that support the idea that man was causing global warming. It's a bald-faced lie. And we have to recognize that on the part of the population and the listeners and so forth. Don't trust anything that comes out of the IPCC. This latest report from the working group number 2 out of the IPCC report 5 is hogwash. There was one of the lead authors of that particular report actually quit the IPCC the day before it was released just last week because he could not stand the propagandizing in it. We can talk, pick that up when we come back from the ad.
But I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the media is not telling you. The media is controlled by six major corporations, 90% of the media, and as a result of what the average individual never hear the truth. And when we have that sort of a situation, how can we believe anything? And certainly there's no better example of total distortion of the truth than this idea that global warming is caused by human activity. And basically, there hasn't been any global warming for the last 15 years. This is one of the coldest winters we have, and yet people still believe.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess is Michael Kaufman. We're simply pointing out that everything is being done to lie to the American people. And if the media is controlled, if most of what you read is propaganda, then how are we going to be intelligently able to evaluate what's really going on, whether it's having to do with global warming, whether it's having to do with what's going on financially, what's going on politically or internationally? You've got to have a source of information, and that's why I do what I do and why I get on people like Dr. Michael Kaufman and others who we can depend upon, who's done the studies, who will give you both sides, which you will never get from the controlled media. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman. You go right ahead, Michael.
Well, the other thing that I think is critically important on this particular issue is that you touched on it before. You said 15 years without warming. It technically has actually been 17. I won't argue the point. The fact is that way back in the early 1990s, and even in 1988, when James Hansen, one of the testifiers at Congress about the fact of global warming, he basically said that if it was 15 to 17 years without any warming, that would prove that they're wrong, that their theory is wrong. Well, that in itself, of course, they're not saying that now, and of course, they've conveniently forgotten about it. But time after time, keep track of what they're saying, and you'll find that they basically trip over themselves. That's one of the ways that you can tell if somebody is really lying to you. You know, it can be freezing cold outside and it's global warming. Well, you know, you have to really stretch your imagination to make that connection. They'll give you a bunch of garbage and so forth in doing that. And one of the things that I have found is that the progressives, every single policy that they ever implement, it always turns out to be wrong. It never works. And they snow you, literally snow you with smoke and mirrors and make everything so complex that you can't keep track of what they're saying and so forth. And you wind up thinking, well, they must be right, because otherwise, you know, all of what they're saying couldn't be. When in fact, if you just look at the results, just like this 17 years without warming, it is a major, major issue at this point, and they're trying to stuff it down so that nobody talks about it because they know it destroys their argument. The same thing with, you know, alternative energy. I wrote a major piece a couple months ago on what's happening in Europe, and the same thing over there. They're called socialists, not progressives, but they're just the same thing. They forced Europe, all the nations in Europe, to go to this green energy, alternative energy, wind and solar. And they spent hundreds and hundreds of billions of euros on this and will continue to do so. And what they're finding now is bankrupting them because it does not work. And myself and many hundreds, maybe thousands of others told them it wasn't going to work before they even spent the first dime. Because it cannot work. We do not have the right technology for it to make it work. Yes, we have wind machines and so forth that can actually do the job, but you can't create electricity when the wind doesn't blow. And you can't create electricity when the sun doesn't shine. And it only does that about 20 to 25% of the time. So what makes up the difference? Nothing. You have to have a backup supply. And let me tell you, 2 years ago in England, they had shut down several of the electrical generating facilities because they were supplementing them now with wind power. This was in January. All of a sudden, the wind didn't blow for a week, and it got down into the teens Fahrenheit, and it was very cold, and people's houses were freezing, and over 3,000 homes got so cold that people would have frozen to death if they hadn't been able to reactivate some of the coal-fired generators because they had just been shut down a couple weeks before. They hadn't been actually disassembled yet. That's the only thing that saved those people. This is lunacy, folks. It's absolute lunacy. Their cost of electricity has gone up by 60%, well forecast before they ever spent the first dime. And yet these socialists, they know they're right. These progressives will never take no for an answer. If you try to convince them that they're wrong, they will shout you down. They will call you all kinds of vindictive names. They will do everything they can to discredit you because they know they're right, and they have never been right. But they never recognize it. If it fails, just like the stimulus plan, there is discussion in Washington right now. The reason the stimulus plan didn't work the first couple of years of Obama's term is because they didn't spend enough, and they want to spend a couple trillion dollars now. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. These people are nuts.
Either that or they're diabolical, one or the other. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Suddenly our guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, is pointing out that this whole thing about global warming is a lie. And if you actually read what they're telling you now, how all the responsible scientists, they all agree. Well, there are a few irresponsible scientists who say that global warming, humans are not causing global warming, but it's in the... There is no certainly a legitimate scientific debate on the subject. Everybody accepts its fact, and it's a lie. And certainly we point out Dr. Robinson's the petition that people have signed, and over 32,000 people have signed it, and scientists, but at least almost 10,000 are climate scientists. So how could it be? Well, it's very simply. They control the media. They're lying. And yet, of course, unless you listen to programs like this, you'll never be able to get the truth. However, you can go up on the Internet, fortunately, and look up Art Robinson, Dr. Art Robinson, and then his petition on global warming. You'll be fascinated by what you'll learn. So yes. Basically, you're in touch with scientists, Michael. What is really happening? I mean, aren't the legitimate people in any way organized enough to get the information out? Or is it simply the control of the media is so complete that the average individual is never allowed to hear the truth?
There are thousands, as you just mentioned with Robinson's petition project, there are literally tens of thousands of scientists that know that this is a lie. And try to do what they can. Some of them don't because they don't want to stir the waters and ruin their career, because they will be attacked, and they'll be attacked viciously. Let me assure you, these people leave no prisoners behind. And most of the scientists, I think more than 50% now, there's no way I can know that, but there's, I think closer to 50% or more scientists no longer believe that global warming is caused by man. And many of those who do believe it because that's what the IPCC says. They don't actually check the data. I have talked to numerous scientists who were staunch supporters of the man-caused global warming theory until they were convinced that they need to look at the data and look at the science behind it. And they came out furious when they realized that they had been duped as badly as they have. And this last report that came out last week from the working group number 2 is just atrocious. I mean, it's just, if you want to scream on the top of the mountain, disaster and so forth, this report does it. There is nothing in it that's right. But fortunately, there's a group of scientists, a couple hundred, that have written an alternative vision using hard science, peer-reviewed science, in which they show that every one of those points that the IPCC Working Group 2 tried to make are false. And I know this. When I was back in another lifetime, I led a multi-million-dollar research effort in the effects of global warming on our nation's ecosystems. I have a PhD. This is what I did. And I actually went along with the global warming theory for a while, for about 3 or 4 years, and the more I got delved into it, the more I was scratching my head and saying, how's this going to work, and so forth. And finally I said, it can't be correct. There's got to be another reason why they're pushing this agenda, because this is totally wrong. And that's when I really started to tumble on the fact that there was a huge agenda out there to create a world government. And this world government needs to control the economies of different nations, including that of the United States. What better way to control the United States economy than to control carbon dioxide emissions? Once you have that control, you can create a crisis, you can create wealth, you can do anything you want, because the actual people no longer have control over their destiny. Whoever controls carbon dioxide emissions controls this economy. Because our economy is one-to-one dependent upon fossil fuel. And once you control that fossil, you use the fossil fuel, you control the economy and the people in it.
And I think most people hear that the level of CO2 is rising and rising rapidly. But yes. What is the level of CO2? I mean, I'm sure you know that. I'm sure the average person out there, having heard, certainly there's been a dramatic increase in the CO2 level, but they have no idea what it is because nobody ever tells them. What is the level of CO2 in the atmosphere?
It's about 400 parts per million.
400?
It's up from it started about 270, 30 years or so ago. And it's up to about 400 parts per million now. It's not quite 400, but it's very close.
And that's 0.4 hundredths of 1%. Hundredths of 1%. Ladies and gentlemen, do you really believe that this is destroying the atmosphere and causing global warming? If you do, you're incredibly naive. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, a lie told often enough is still a lie. And we're being lied to, I believe, in a coordinated fashion. Why? Because they want to justify control over every aspect of human endeavor. They've already installed their smart meters, electric meters, and the smart appliances and the smart grid. They're going to control everything in the world. And you say, that's crazy talk. It is crazy talk. And that's what we're going to living through. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, Call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but Michael is simply saying that we're in real trouble as a nation, and that basically there's no way we can continue spending money that we don't have. And basically, if the interest rates were to go up, why, pretty soon, we would be, very, very soon, we would be putting out literally everything the federal government takes in the way of taxation on interest on the national debt. And basically, at that point, the whole house of cards comes down. And people say, well, that just couldn't happen. And I'd like to ask, why not? If God is just, don't you think he's going to find a means of bringing his judgment on this country?
Yeah.
But you go ahead.
I've often thought of that, and you're right, except I don't think he has to do a thing. We're doing it for him. You know, that's the thing. I'm looking at this whole situation right now and saying, you know, nations would come under judgment when they do the things that we're doing right now. And right now, we don't need, he doesn't even need to do anything. We're going to do it to ourselves. It's really astonishing if you look at how these crooks, and they're mostly progressives, not all of them, but mostly progressives, that basically, even 100 years ago, psychiatrists said cannot connect to reality. They have an inability to connect to reality. And now they're at that point where they're doing all these things because they know they can do them, and they know they're right and so forth, but they're never right. And as a consequence, we're right at the edge of the cliff, and anything can push us over right now. And if, you know, it's a house of cards, and they're desperately keeping it going right now, but if the global elite want to cause a collapse, all they have to do is pull out one card, and the whole thing is going to come down, and it's going to come down fast.
Well, I don't think that the average person, Michael, really believes that can happen. I mean, after all, we've had a stable society, you know, for a couple of hundred years. We've had certainly the leading currency. Our currency is strong. It is the reserve currency of the world. And certainly the economy is not as good as we'd like to see it, but certainly at least 80% of the people who are working have fairly good jobs. Now, we've got a large number of people who aren't working. In fact, there's actually, the calculations are there are more people not working than there actually are people who are working today.
Right.
But of course, more and more people are working part-time because of Obamacare. Basically, employers are simply laying off people, cutting them back to 30 hours a week. That way you don't have to worry about providing health care. And when they tell us, well, look and see at those great employment figures that were down to 6.7% unemployment. But what they don't tell you is that a lot of that unemployment, the reason it's not a lot higher, the unemployment figures higher, is because, of course, a lot of people are just working part-time. And they're the reason that we're being able to hold with only 6.7% unemployment. But remember, after you have not worked for about 6 months or so, well, you're taken off the unemployment rolls.
Right.
And this is it. Basically, they say figures don't lie, but liars can figure.
Right.
They can certainly manipulate these figures around to give you the impression things are pretty good. But I will tell you, you know, I talk to a lot of people, do what we do, have ministries like ours, and they're all hurting financially.
Yeah.
And certainly a lot of businesses are hurting. I mean, look and see, Sears is cutting back, and certainly Best Buy is cutting back and closing down stores, as is Macy's, as is Penny's, certainly so many of the chain stores all across America are having real problems. I think our economy is not doing well at all, despite what we're being told. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. In fact, the M6 is actually closer to 12.2%. That's the actual unemployment of those who have been unemployed now for about 2 or 3 years. It would include those people that are maybe working a couple jobs part-time but not getting very many hours, that type of thing. But there's another figure that it hasn't been actually reported for over 20 years, and that's the total unemployment. And when the total unemployment is calculated, those who have totally given up looking for a job ever, you're up to 20%. And that's where you're hitting, where it's hitting the Best Buys and the Sears and Sam's Club and so forth, is because the unemployment is really devastating, except you're not being told.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Dr. Michael Kaufman, why give us a call? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're in real trouble. People have to understand that basically the unemployment, unemployment figure that Michael's referring to comes to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but it is known as U6 unemployment. Not they use U2 or U3 unemployment. Look at their own figures for U6 unemployment. They're entirely different than they report through the controlled media. Go to the original source, check it out. You'll find it's true. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds
Hi, this is George Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that pharmaceutical soap really is a miracle. Miracle Soup products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, a good friend of ours. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment on the subject of what's really going on in America, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But before we get on back into the subject, certainly, of global warming, Agenda 21, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your material, and how they can get to the books that you have written.
Well, our primary website right now is based on our book, Plundered, How Progressive Ideology is Destroying America, and that's AmericaPlundered.com, AmericaPlundered.com. From there, you can pretty much get to all of our other websites. We do have an epi-us.com website for our company, but the AmericaPlundered.com is probably going to get you what you need to know, both in information as well as products that we sell and so forth. And we're coming out, Stan and I have talked about the radical Islam. We're actually coming out with a new book on Islam probably within a couple months because it is so utterly important. It's unbelievable what this president is doing to undermine and basically form policy on radical Islamic input. I mean, it's just you shake your head and you wonder how this president could destroy this country any more than he has had. He's been able to do, and he's doing it, whether it's intentional or just because he's such an idiot, I don't know. But the fact is, as we explained earlier, we are in a heap of trouble, and this is just one more source of it. Every place you look, there is a heap of trouble coming at it. It's the perfect storm starting to develop. And what I want to do is give you hope, because if we go down, it's going to be probably far worse than the Great Depression. I know you can't imagine that. You can't think it's possible, but we're one step away from it right now. And I hope it doesn't happen. I'm not looking for it. I mean, I have no way to protect myself. I'm one of the worst people, prepared people on the planet. But the fact is, if you do not know Jesus Christ is your Lord, you need to talk to someone who does and have them explain really the power that's in the faith behind Christ, because Christ has it under control. He's going to declare us winners in the final end. It's not going to be fun, but at the same time, you need to understand where your salvation is, because that's the only way that you can get through this in one piece, with one mind. Now, if you're already a Christian, that's great, but start praying, how am I going to handle this? Don't get alarmed. Don't go into a state of panic, because that's the worst thing you can do. But how am I going to handle the type of crisis that could be coming? I hope it doesn't come. But if you actually check yourself, as we're told to do scripturally, check yourself and see where you are spiritually. You know, we have to do that, because we want to be part of God's solution, not part of the problem. Because if we go into a state of panic when this thing hits, if it hits, then we're not going to be any use of it to God at all. So be hopeful and understand where your strength comes from, but be prepared too, and mentally and spiritually prepared. Now, Agenda 21, that's the other evil, evil thing that's going on in this world right now. And we have
before we go on, let's take Joe, who's calling in. He's been waiting patiently on the line. Joe from New York, from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a question or comment for our guest before?
Yes, I do have a question for your guest. And I was told by the screener that he already took up the topic that your guest is thinking that there's probably going to be hyperinflation. Now, I'd like to know, sir, have you heard of this fellow called Larry Dent? I believe that's his first name, Larry Dent, D-E-N-T.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, he did write this. I think, Alex Jones had him on the show, and that's okay. Actually what he's calling for is a deflation as opposed to inflation. And he's saying, as well as you had other guests also saying the same thing, Dr. Stan, that I don't remember the fellow's name that you had on, but he said, yes, cash will be king. So it's sort of like two different schools of oppositional.
Joe, you're absolutely right. And there's some people say we're going to have deflation. There's some people who are going to say we're going to have inflation. There's some people who say we're going to have inflation followed by deflation. There's some people saying we're going to have deflation followed by inflation. Whatever is going to happen, there's going to be a catastrophic event. We cannot foresee what's going to happen, but we do know there's an awful lot of dollars out there. And if those ever come into the market, heaven help us. Anything else you'd like to say?
Also, something else occurred to me when your guest, I'm sorry, your name, sir?
Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Okay, Dr. Michael Kaufman. This and now you mentioned when check on your spiritual level. You know, there's a passage of scripture that says, "Lord, I believe, but how about my unbelief?"
Yeah.
And you know,
and actually, that's a very good one.
Yeah.
Well, it's a spiritual battle, Joe, and that's it.
Yeah.
Basically, the only thing that's going to get any of us through the time that lies ahead, I think, is our personal faith. I appreciate your calling and bringing that up. Any parting thought before we let you go?
Yeah. Well, all right. Your faith is fine, but a lot of innocent people suffer during times of crisis like this. Here's the other question: how did gold fare in the Depression days? And then I'll let you go. Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay. How did gold fare during the Depression days?
Did he say gold?
Yes, gold.
Yes. I think gold is probably the safest place to be if you can get enough of it to make a difference. Or silver. Actually, I prefer silver because it's more liquid, and you can break it down easier and use it for a currency than you can with gold. But that's probably, at this point, you know, I've looked at a lot of things. Even gold at this point may not hold its value. Who knows? Like you say, this could go any number of different ways, and this you can't forecast it. It could be hyperinflation, it could be deflation, it could be a combination of both and so forth, depending upon how this thing evolves. And I'm personally thinking that they will crash the economy if they're going to do this. I'm not saying they're going to. It just seems like it's inevitable. If they could crash the economy, they will come in and offer rescue and salvation with a brand new currency, if you just sign your name on the dotted line, giving your life to them. This is what I think is going to happen, but I don't know.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, you're going to go on to a different subject. You go ahead and pick that subject.
Yeah, so Agenda 21. Now, we talked about global warming earlier in the program, and Agenda 21 is the main cover for that type of activity. Biodiversity. I stopped the biodiversity treaty in the U.S. Senate 15 or 20 years ago. It covers a number of things. It's 42 chapters, and it covers every aspect of your life. This is what the UN says that the government should control, every aspect of your life. This is what Agenda 21 does. And the thing that most people do not recognize, the United States has implemented Agenda 21 in the United States since the mid-1990s. People don't understand that. All of these promises and wealth and so forth from the government, the climate action plan, the sustainability plan, and so forth are coming out of Obama's office. There's millions and millions of dollars that the federal government's giving to local communities and states and regions and so forth across this country to implement some form of what they call sustainable America. Now, they don't actually use the word sustainable America, but that's the guiding light. Is the way that Agenda 21 has been implemented policy-wise into the United States is a sustainable America. And there, I've been involved. I got down to Arkansas not too long ago and stopped the, was there when they stopped. I shouldn't say I did it. I advised them that they did it. It was people that did it, just like you, that stopped in the Arkansas legislature the Blue Ways National Program. I have it right. I can't remember for sure. But really, it was most of Arkansas and about half of Missouri. And what they would have done with that, had that gone through, eventually, they would have started imposing regulations on farming, you know, pig stalls and all the rest. It's what you can and cannot do. That's their backdoor way into controlling your life. And we were able to get the state legislature. In fact, I was very proud of the Arkansas legislature. They nearly nailed these people on property rights. They saw the danger right off, and most legislatures won't do that because they don't have a clue about the importance of private property rights. And so they threw the whole program, the whole federal program, out of Arkansas. Missouri followed it within a week or so. And the whole federal program is now dead. I mean, you have the opportunity to stop these things, but it takes a lot of shoe leather to do it. And how they did it was that they went to every county commissioner's meeting within a month, because we had a very short period of time where we had to do this, told them what this plan is going to ultimately do, and got those counties to write a resolution condemning it and saying they don't want to have any part of it. And it caused the governor to panic and the state legislators themselves to panic. And they came to this meeting. It was a special meeting, and they nailed the equivalent of their EPI and so forth, EPA, I mean, and so forth of Arkansas, and the federal people that were there too, and had them crawling out on their hands and knees. You can do it. You have that ability. You have to do it with logic. You have to do it with patience. You know, sometimes I can get a little excited. And you have to do it with the knowledge that you may fail, but nonetheless, you have to do it. Just like Stan says, he's on the air, what, five hours a day, Stan? Whatever you said. And you have to do it.
5 hours a day, 5 days a week, right?
Yeah, you just have to do it. Because our lives are at stake. The lives of this nation is at stake. We are at a critical point. If we fail, we're going to lose our freedoms for well over 100 years.
And I think that's so hard for the average American to understand. I mean, we've always lived, certainly, in America as long as we remember. And it's always been a great country. And we've always had freedom of speech and freedom of the press and the ability to express yourselves. And, oh, there may be some changes, but basically, these changes are taking place so slowly, people really don't understand what's happening. Nor do they really understand that the media in America is rigidly controlled, that there's a small group that controls the leadership of both political parties. I mean, why is the Republican Party going along with Agenda 21 today? Pardon me, not with Agenda 21. Why are they going along with Obamacare? Why are they suddenly knuckling under on the immigration and making more and more concessions as far as immigration is concerned? Because the leadership of the Republican Party, in my estimation, is pretty well controlled by the same people who control the Democrat Party. But we cannot let the public know that we have a one-party system. They have to believe we're a democracy. Of course, we're not. We're a republic, where the power of the central government is to be limited by the change of the Constitution. And nobody talks about the fact that most of what's going on in Washington, D.C. today is frankly subversive and certainly is unconstitutional. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government. But you go right ahead, Michael.
You're absolutely correct. And that's one of the things that most people just don't, they cannot accept it. It's apparently a psychological barrier that every person has, is to deny the kinds of risk that might be coming down on them. They want the normalcy factor, or something like that is called. They want it to be normal. They look around, it's just the same today as it was yesterday, so it's going to be the same tomorrow. And it's not. We're one way or the other, we're going to change and change radically over the next couple of years. And I hope it's not in a catastrophic economic failure, but nonetheless, it very well could be. The fact is that these people have been working for decades, hundreds of years, actually, to bring this nation down. Now, it's hard for us to understand how anybody who has tasted the freedoms and so forth that this country have had to believe that. I mean, it was hard for me to believe it. It was probably hard for you, Stan, to believe it when you finally had to accept the fact that you just had too much information to ignore it, because how can somebody be so evil? How can they do that? How could they hurt their fellow man?
Well, I think the only way you can understand that is that they are evil. And they do have a program. And this really is a spiritual battle that we're involved in. And until people understand that, it really doesn't make sense. Because how could this thing go on from generation to generation over hundreds of years? But these forces have always been here with the ultimate goal of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity, the one-world religion. They're moving. They've infiltrated our churches. Notice how the music of the churches has changed, how the message of the church has changed, and how they're not warning the people about this move towards a fascist society. Go right ahead.
You're absolutely correct. It's staggering to me to realize that. And what you're looking at is raw deception. Raw deception of a scale on a scale that we, at least in this country, have never, ever seen before. Now, there's going to be the great deception of the great lie, as in 2 Thessalonians. This isn't there, but at the same time, we're rapidly moving in that direction where people believe the lie. In fact, it's probably there already. If you read my book, Plundered, you'll find out that the education system was the first thing to be taken over. And that was deliberate. There is deliberately done step by step by step by step to basically turn us into a bunch of automatons where 60 or 70% of the American people don't even bother looking at the news. And so they have no clue as to what's going on. And then when Obama or somebody says something, then they say, well, that must be true. And they just accept it. That's deception. That's delusion. And, folks, we're in the middle of it at this particular point in time. If you're listening to this program, you're probably not part of that group because you're trying to get the truth. And the fact is that you are getting the truth. You get your truth from sources that basically are quite credible. Doesn't mean that we can't make mistakes, but are quite credible and that you know what's coming and can act accordingly. But the average American does not have a clue. And if you try to tell them, they'll get angry and so forth because they don't want to hear it.
Well, of course, if they heard it and they believed it, then they would have an obligation to actually become involved. And it's much easier just to live the good life as long as the good life continues. But I fear that the good life is not going to be here much longer. Our guest has been Dr. Michael Kaufman. Once again, Michael, your website, and how can people get in touch with you?
AmericaPlundered.com. All the information is on that site. And I think you might learn something from it.
AmericaPlundered.com, because that's the title of Michael's book. AmericaPlundered.com. We'll be back in just a moment. And I think Joe's back on the line. We'll take a quick call from him.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We hope you enjoy the program with Dr. Michael Kaufman. Certainly one of my favorite people because he's coming from a Christian point of view. And he recognizes that this is a spiritual battle. And you're going to have to rely upon the Lord to get us through this. And I hope that many of you will be praying suddenly for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out who listen to us to help us maintain our network of stations. And we have certainly stations. We have actually three separate networks, an early morning program, 2 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours in the evening. And we do reach an awful lot of good people all across America with the information you're not going to get from the controlled media. And the media is controlled. And if you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian, you need to get it. You get it by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have tapes and CDs on the media, but certainly this book by Professor Bagdikian is excellent. And if you really believe we're getting the honest truth from the media, you need to get suddenly our 4-CD set on Did Hitler Escape? What does that have to do with anything? Well, it's simply because everybody in America believes that Hitler died in the bunker, and it's not true. There's all sorts of government documents. In fact, I've read 3 different books, certainly one by Jerome Corsi, certainly one by Gerardo Williams, and that's the Grey Wolf, which we do carry. Another one by Harry Cooper. And they just loaded down with all of these government documents showing that the FBI and the CIA and all sorts of government officials knew that Adolf Hitler survived. He was allowed to survive. Now, none of the books really tell you why we did nothing about Adolf Hitler surviving and let him live out his life, this evil and wicked man. But, of course, the reason is he was deeply involved in the occult. And the people controlling our society were deeply involved in the occult. And of course, working in conjunction with the English people in the occult and the American people in the occult. And until you understand the subversive occult influence that exists in Washington, D.C. today and throughout every aspect of our society, very little that's taking place makes sense. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get the book, you can get the CD, or you can get the DVD, or you can get them all together in the Brotherhood of Darkness special by calling 1-800-544-8927. And basically, if you read my book, you'll save yourself 50 years of research, because I think I have pretty well down there exactly how this all fits together. So the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get the book or the Brotherhood of Darkness special by calling 1-800-544-8927. And I'm grateful to some of our other major ministries in the United States for distributing our book and for featuring our book. Because, of course, they recognize, as do I, that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, we do hope that many of you will go to our website, readyliberty.com, where you can read our newsletters, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can listen to our radio programs and 4 hours a day live, archived 24 hours a day. There's a wonderful site up there, even if I do say so, and it's called News on the Net. You'll see it right up at the very top, just below the blue banners there. news on the net, and we post things there. Ordinarily, certainly every day, sometimes four or five a day. Right now, my son's at the NAB, so he won't be back. So we are a little behind in new postings. But there's all sorts of fascinating material there I think is important. I hope you will as well. Again, the website, radioliberty.com, the site there, news around the net. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers. But please, pray for Radio Liberty.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Skies for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and for our next hour, we're going to have with us Debbie back at St. Loupe, and I have a hard time as the pronouncing that, but it's a tongue twister. But Debbie certainly is working very, very hard on this issue of Agenda 21, trying to get people to understand what this is all about. She's on a cell phone, doesn't have a landline at the present time, so we have Debbie with us. Hi, Debbie, how are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. And basically, Debbie, of course, is working on the Agenda 21 issue. She's going to be speaking at the conference, and it's going to be held on Treasure Island. And what is that? Is that the 3rd or 4th of May?
It's Saturday, May 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
All right, fine. And we'll tell you in a few minutes how to get in touch with the Freedom Advocates and get your tickets for that. It's going to be an all-day session on Treasure Island in the middle of San Francisco Bay, hoping to attract people to understand what's really going on. I suddenly understand the cog that suddenly controls ABAG, that controls the area, Bay Area governments. But Debbie, you go ahead and pick this story up.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, we're holding a very exciting conference, I think, in something that you started a long time ago, Dr. Stan, which is a conference, a forum about freedom. And we're continuing your legacy to educate so many people in the Bay Area, because we truly believe that we are the pilot program for United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. And we have Michael Shaw and Rosa Corey, Heather Goss, myself, elected officials, Mike Munzing, Matt Grocott, Steve Brandow, and lots of other true patriots coming together to expose the Agenda 21 and the One Bay Area Plan, and to not only educate, but also come up with solutions on how to stop this, including a lawsuit. So we're really excited. We just hope nothing happens to the Bay Bridge on that day. You can find out about this conference on the globalizationofcalifornia.com. Are you there, Dr. Stan? Oh. I'll just continue talking just in case I'm still alive and we've lost Dr. Stan's communication. Dr. Stan, are you there?
Go right ahead.
We're also on Facebook for those who want to follow us on Facebook. You can find Stop the Globalization of California on Facebook, and we've got lots of great articles and great radio interviews that we're posting on that website. And a discounted ticket, the sale for discounted tickets is on Sunday, so hopefully people will register before Sunday, but of course you can show up the day of and purchase a ticket, and it includes lunch and all material from the day, including, you know, free parking and a great, fabulous venue, state-of-the-art venue for this forum, as well as hearing from the latest on, like, Rosa Corey has been traveling the world and speaking about Agenda 21 and collecting information. So,
of course, basically, what is Agenda 21? Should we be concerned about it?
We should be concerned about it, especially as free people in a free nation with a moral compass. We should be concerned about Agenda 21 because it is the control, surveil, and monitoring of every human action.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bid Debbie is saying there's always been those who wanted power. They've been around for thousands of years, but basically, of course, the people today who want power do this certainly by hiding behind the environmental movement, and whether it be the Earth First or whether it be one or another of the environmental organizations, they keep talking about how we have to protect the environment from those wicked people who want to destroy it, but they're not interested in the environment. They're interested in control. And until people understand that there are a small number of people who want to control and dominate every aspect of our lives, and they're using this supposed threat to the environment to justify expanding the power of government through all sorts of mechanisms, and certainly one of the mechanisms is through something called ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments, which most of people living in the Bay Area have no idea what this is all about. Now, there are comparable organizations in Southern California, all across America, all across the world, because this is a worldwide movement. Debbie, you pick up the story and tell our listeners, if you're out in the audience and you have a question for Debbie about ABAG, about how the environmental movement is certainly being perverted, being used to justify ever more control of our lives. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, Debbie is going to be a speaker at this all-day conference on the 3rd of May. It's going to be held on Treasure Island, hoping to get people from all around the Bay Area who are concerned about freedom to come to understand how the subversive element, and this is a subversive element, ladies and gentlemen, these people are subversive. They want to do away with the sovereignty of our nation. They want to do away with the sovereignty of the individual. They want everything controlled by a massive bureaucracy, which is not answerable to the people, and that's what ABAG is all about. The Association of Bay Area Governments, Debbie, you pick up the story and tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, well, ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments, you know, their goal is to get us out of our cars by 2050 is the golden year that we will see regionalism take place. As according to their goals, their timeline, and they being ABAG, MTC, the Metro Transportation Commission, the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, what you termed as earlier as a COG, a Council of Governments, in other words, a shadow government. These people are sometimes elected. They might be city council members who have been elected, but in every case, they are self-appointed to a COG, a Council of Government. And they are setting themselves up to be the ultimate power, the ultimate rule in an area, in a region. For example, the One Bay Area Plan is 109 cities and 101 cities and 9 counties that ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Government, or the COG, the Council of Government, is trying to relate as we are a region. In other words, we're connected. And since we're connected, we must have one rule.
And basically, of course, basically what they will do then is they will get the various municipalities to turn over their sovereignty to the central organization under the name of getting government funds, federal government funds. We're talking about, I think, a third of a trillion dollars they're putting into this. But then, of course, you no longer have representative government. You have representative government controlled by this bureaucracy, which is these self-appointed bureaucrats or appointed bureaucrats who are not answerable to the people. They're answerable to this new super organization, this so-called ABAG, this Association of Bay Area Governments. Go right ahead, Debbie.
That's absolutely right. It is so powerful. It is such a powerful organization that eventually our local vote will disappear. The city and county borders will disappear. And this is what should be most concerning for all Americans. Because one of the things that makes the United States of America so unique is our ability to vote, whether it be local or national. But if we don't win, and if our voice isn't heard in a vote, in other words, we lose, we can move to another county. We can move to another city. We can move to another state if we do not like the way that government, local, state, or otherwise, is running the area. We can move. But under regionalism, under ABAG and MTC and these COGS future, the way that they see the future as regions in the United States, there will be no local vote. Our vote will simply disappear.
And they will all be the same because they're all controlled by the same people. They're funded by the federal government, and the federal government is controlled by the subversive element. And so you think you live in a democratic society. You do not believe in live in a democratic society. You live in a fascist society. This is what we're talking about, is fascism, a bureaucracy that controls everything and not answerable to the people. They know exactly what's going on, and there's not one in 100 people who never heard a program like this who has any idea that this is a coordinated effort. Go right ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. And if you walk, Dr. Stan, if you walk, which when I was running for Congress in 2012, I did state, I did bring up the One Bay Area Plan. I brought up the Grand Boulevard Initiative, which is to take one of our main thoroughfares, a historical thoroughfare called El Camino Real, which runs from Northern California down to Southern California, El Camino Real, which is going to be turned into a high-density, high-bus, transit-oriented district or area or corridor. And I can walk down, even today, 2 years later after I ran for Congress, I can walk down the same street and talk to thousands of people and ask them about the One Bay Area Plan, which is our regional plan to subvert regional vote or local vote, rather. And I can also talk about the Grand Boulevard Initiative, which is to reduce the number of lanes in which private cars can drive on, to reduce the number of parking spaces along El Camino Real, to expand the walking spaces, the pedestrian and bike corridors, to make them bigger, to reduce the car, the private car lanes. And you can talk to thousands of people in the Bay Area, hundreds of thousands of people, and ask them about the One Bay Area Plan, and not one will have ever heard about the One Bay Area Plan. And yet it is now law. It is now law. So when you look at a government that is pushing regulation through under whatever big plan it has, like the One Bay Area Plan, which is going to create priority development areas, where if your house is in a priority development area, and let's say, unfortunately, it burns down, you cannot build a single family home. You must build a multi-family mixed-space home with retail at the bottom and mixed and multifamily on top of the retail space on the bottom, which is a priority development area construction, or a priority conservation area, PCA is what we call it, or what they call it, ABAG calls it, is a priority conservation area. As if you're a farmer or a rancher like my family has been for six generations, if your farm or your ranch is in a priority conservation area, you can't do a thing on it because we need more green space. We need more Green Belt Alliance space or more open space to offset our carbon footprint as human beings in a world that is all about global warming. This, to me, Dr. Stan, is nothing but craziness. It is nothing but control and surveil and monitoring.
Yeah, well, it's not crazy, but it is all about control and monitoring. They're using certainly this threat to the environment and the global warming and the damage to the plants and to justify establishing a fascist society. When you understand that they know exactly what they're doing, they say one thing, they're talking about another, and they're playing on people's emotions. I mean, who's against the flowers and the bees and the birds? And wouldn't know we want to preserve the environment? Well, certainly we want to preserve the environment, but these people are wrecking our environment. These people are doing everything they can to destroy the environment on one hand, and then pointing to it and saying, look at that, what we need are more power for us. Go right ahead, Debbie. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment on this subject, This is vitally important. It's Agenda 21. What is Agenda 21? It is the agenda for the 21st century. It is being implemented. It was implemented during the last century. It is being implemented today during the 21st century. And it is the pathway of the subversive pathway towards a fascist America. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But believe me, they have these groups all across America. Here in Northern California, it's ABAG, it's our Association of Bay Area Governments, but it's nationwide. Our guest, Debbie Bacalucci, go right ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, we really hope that people show up to May 3rd on Treasure Island, because it is going to be just an extraordinary conference. You had Patrick Wood on your show a few days ago, and Patrick Wood brings in the element of technocracy, how the internet and the GPS and GIS and cell phone towers and all these intricate technologies are now able to monitor and surveil what every human...
Hold that thought. They're monitoring everything. All right, give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan, our guest Debbie Baxter-Kalupi, and Sydney, she's talking about Agenda 21. She's talking about the conference that's going to be coming up on the 3rd of May, put on by Freedom Advocates. That's freedomadvocates.com. Michael Shaw, it's going to be all day on May 3rd, and it's going to be going into Agenda 21 ABAG. But right now, of course, we do have open lines. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we've got LD who's calling us from Brewster, Washington. Hi, LD. How are you doing? Hi, LD. How are we doing?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I just had a comment and a question at the end. I used to work for local government here in Washington State here in the early 70s, from 1971 through 1975. In the planning departments as a technician. And one of my responsibilities was for one city was to take care of the population and housing statistics and stuff and run a population census every 5 years. And the reason that they had this population census every 5 years is we had the government, the local government had to know how many people they had because they were receiving federal funds on a per capita basis from a regional planning agency, the super planning agency that Debbie has mentioned. And up here in the Seattle area, it was called the Puget Sound Council of Governments. They had developed a super plan in their supercomputer and relates to comprehensive planning for each individual city and get small government. And as each city came to update their comprehensive plans for the orderly, supposedly the orderly development of a city or county or even the state, it had to be in conformance with the federal Puget Sound Council of Governments. It was a consortium of about five counties and probably about 40 cities at that time, back in 1971. And if the updating of the cities, the local government's comprehensive plan didn't meet the standards that the COG, funds were not distributed. And I believe, and if I'm not mistaken, LEAA, funds were distributed through this for the local law enforcement agencies. Now, the question I have right now, I believe in establishing Agenda 21 in all areas, rural and urban, I believe the Agenda 21 has placed super planning agencies in the rural areas also to get established to move the population to the urban centers. Is that right?
Do you know anything at all about that, Debbie, that they really want to move people out of the more rural areas into the urban areas? Have you heard anything at all about that?
Oh, absolutely, and I absolutely agree with you. Whether it's the spotted owl, which has a wingspan of 6 feet and currently cannot, you know, dive into the forest like it used to because our forests are way too dense because people can't timber anymore in California, or there's limited timbering going on in California, so our forests are way too dense. And so our spotted owl can't dive down, fly down into our forests to get the rodents that they used to survive on, whether to the endangered now coho salmon, which you can buy actually at Whole Foods for $8.99 a pound, to the attack on our cows, our cattle, and their burping and their farting. Sorry to be so blunt, but that methane is burping and farting from our cows, mostly burping. And, you know, it's just complete attack on rural ways of life. In California, we have what is called SB1, State Senate Bill 1, which is to create blighted areas that under SB1, a blighted area is considered a private property or property that is not in the efficient use of the common good. So in other words, any private property, like my parents' ranch, for example, if the government, the state government, California state government claims that it's not in the efficient use of the common good, it can be stated as blighted, and then they can use eminent domain to take over that land.
And I think that you have to understand is, LD, that basically they want to get the people off of their farms. They want to turn them into wilderness area. And then you say, well, where are we going to grow the food? They don't worry about that. They think that too many people in the world would be a lot better off if they could get rid of the vast majority of our population. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, if you think it's crazy talk, go to my website. Look up the Georgia Guidestones. It's a plan. It's being implemented today. We'll be back in just a moment here. And hang on if you have another question, Aldi.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, the this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly LD is calling in. He had worked for planning there for four or five years. In the early 70s, he really didn't understand what this was all about until years later. When he saw the Agenda 21 map, the Agenda 21 plan, this is a master plan, and the reason most people have never heard of it is because the media is controlled, the educational system is controlled, our churches are controlled, they've infiltrated our churches, and if you get a minister who gets up and talks about what's really going on, why, he'll be looking for a church. We have Pastor Billy Crone as a frequent guest on our program, and they tried to get rid of him, fortunately. Fortunately, Pastor Billy had the majority of the people behind him. But, of course, there really are diabolical people out there who will attack, and they are planted in the churches, in my estimation, to take out any minister who tries to do a good job. LD, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
One last point, at least. During that period of time, it was that decade or so, at the beginning of the downsizing or getting rid of heavy manufacturing in the country, and in some instances, manufacturing period in the comprehensive plans as it relates to the super plan. Do you remember Detroit and the steel industry when they started being phased out, the heavy manufacturing in this country? I remember that when I lived out in the rural suburban area of Seattle, we moved into a development where there was only two or three houses, of which there were probably 200 lots. Within a matter of two or three years, there was about 200 homes that were built. And most of those people that moved in were from Detroit and California. And things have moved very fast since then. Thank you very much.
Okay, God bless, and thank you so very much. And basically, of course, I guess is Debbie Beccalucci, and we're basically talking about what's going on. How can people get to your website, Debbie? And then how can they actually get and make a reservation for the conference on the 3rd of May?
Yes, the website is globalizationofcalifornia.com, because we know the way California goes, so goes the nation. And so California, the globalizationofcalifornia.com. If you're on Facebook, you can look up stoptheglobalizationofcalifornia.com. And you can register through either freedomadvocates.org or globalizationofcalifornia.com. You can click on the Eventbrite website on either of those, on Freedom Advocates or globalizationofcalifornia.com. And we have discounted tickets through Sunday. So if you're going to, you know, get your discount, go now. We are serving lunch. We are doing a full-on catered lunch, snacks throughout the day, coffee and tea service throughout the day. And we have Rosa Corey, who's going to be speaking about Agenda 21. As she travels throughout the world, she's going to be reporting for the first time in months on what she's been seeing. Of course, we have the legend Michael Shaw, who's going to start the conference. He's going to MC the conference throughout the day, and then he's going to end the conference with how we can fight back. We have experts like Heather Goss, who's been covering the One Bay Area plan and has been showing up to most of the meetings, the Delphi meetings that have been happening throughout the Bay Area on the One Bay Area plan. I'm going to be talking about how the Agenda 21, sustainable development, is impacting the ranchers and farmers throughout California and the United States, what that's doing to us, as well as the release of wolves. Yes, that's Canadian gray wolves and Mexican gray wolves into the United States, and how that's a part of United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan for the 21st century. And then of course, technocracy with Patrick Wood, which is how the technology portion in the 21st century is implementing Agenda 21 and the control and surveil and monitoring of all human beings and all of our actions, with some elected officials who are seeing from the inside how Agenda 21 is being implemented. And together at the end, we all come up with solutions on how to stop it in California and cap and trade, how to stop cap and trade in California. Because again, the way California goes, so goes the nation. And this is why we think this forum, as a duplicate of the forums that you've held in the past, Dr. Monteith, is the forum of all forums to come to so that we can put a cabal, we can combat, you know, stop this thing in its track before it takes a hold of all of our lives. And so we hope everyone shows up, you join our Facebook page, you join, come see us and help us stop this plan that you've been trying to stop for many, many, many years now.
And our guest is Debbie Bacigalupi, Debbie.Bacigalupi. And if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment on Agenda 21, this is a subversive movement. It permeates every aspect of our society. Everything is done to get you to focus your attention on, oh, the threat over there in the Ukraine, you know, and what's going to happen. Oh, the threat over there, certainly in Syria. And how is that going to impact on us? And maybe a possible war coming down with Iran. All of these things are possibilities. But then, of course, we have the threat of terrorism. And my goodness, the terrorists certainly want to take away our freedom. The real enemy, ladies and gentlemen, is not certainly over in the Middle East. The real enemy is not in Russia or China. The real enemy is the subversive element here. And what they're doing is distracting your attention, focusing your attention on those outside suddenly dangers, while step by step, we lose our freedom here at home. And basically, because this is a very clever and subtle means, we can actually see how during the Second World War, why everybody knew we were fighting the Germans. No, we were actually funding the Germans. That's why we helped the Nazis escape to South America, and Adolf Hitler and Martin Bormann and Mengele and all the others escaped to South America following the Second World War. But the American people, I never didn't know this. You're to think that the enemy is over there, whereas the enemy is here, and step by step we will lose our freedom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. We've got Joe. Joe, one more quick point, this will be the third call this evening. But go ahead. What did you have to say?
Well, here's my thought on this takeover, which Agenda 21, as well as they're taking over and trying to destroy our Constitution. And just like you just said, Dr. Stan, step by step, bit by bit, they're chipping away at all these particular things. So it occurred to me then, they're trying to start a revolution or a civil war or something like that. I don't think so, because how would they be able to subtly, as they're implementing these subtle programs, if a revolution or a civil war came to be, I think that would throw everything out the window. What do you think?
I think that you're probably right. I think that they want to do this very slowly and gradually. And this is what they've been doing over the last 50 to 60 years that I've been watching it, step by step by step. Sometimes they do things very, very aggressively, and then they back down, and then they just start in again. Suddenly it's one step forward. I've said two steps forward and one step backward. Two steps forward, one step backward. What are your thoughts on that, Debbie?
Yeah, I agree. I think this Clive and Bundy case is the perfect example. So you're going to see this huge takeover of someone's private property. They already took the cattle from this innocent farmer who had squatting rights, you know, or what do you call it?
He had grazing rights.
They had grazing rights. Homesteading. Yeah, they had homesteading rights from the 1800s. And now you have the new kid on the block called the Bureau of Land Management coming in and saying, we rule. We're the ones who rule the neighborhood. And then what they're hoping for is someone to back down and then the Bureau of Land Management uses the Bundy case as an example to set precedence over, you know, other farmers and ranchers like my parents and say, we rule the land. So it is. It's like cooking, you know, turning up the heat on the frog. Or, Yeah, go ahead, Doctor.
I'm just going to say, what you need are very, very good lawyers to take this. There have been cases like this that have actually been fought through, and the ranchers have won. And this is what you need to do is get this into court rather than a situation where you've got 200, you know, heavily armed city people from the Bureau of Land Management with automatic weapons and certainly, you know, certainly armored vests and things of that sort. But this is not the way to solve this problem. It is through the legal system, and we need judges. We need honest judges who believe in America and who believe in the laws of this land rather than doing what's expedient. But any parting thoughts, first of all, Joe, anything you want to say, and I'll let you go.
Yeah, here's my parting thought. So, in effect, basically, we hold the trump card, because if we do take a stand, they don't want this thing to erupt, and more people are becoming awake. And they fear that, because the reason they got to fear that is because they're worrying if these people wake up soon enough, then there will be a revolution, and they dread that. So we basically have the trump card against them. By taking a stand against them.
Okay, fine, Joe. God bless you. Thanks very much.
All right.
And let's, Debbie, certainly.
I agree, Joe. I absolutely, Dr. Stan, Joe, I absolutely agree. What we have on our side is the masses, the population on our side. Our problem is educating the people in time enough to have, you know, the tsunami go the other way against these out-of-control federal agencies who are mostly, like you mentioned earlier, ABAG, who are unelected but self-appointed. They somehow have trumped the power. And they've, through media, through, you know, propaganda, through whatever means that they have abused in order to take away the innocent mind. In other words, to indoctrinate people who are not paying attention, like all, you know, most of your callers, most of your listeners are. And our struggle as just common human beings, like farmers and ranchers and laborers and people who just want to live a good, honest life, our challenge is, how do you wake up your neighbor? And that's why we're having the conference on May 3rd at Treasure Island. Because with an 8-hour forum, I know it seems like a long day, but when you get all the pieces in one day of what is United Nations Agenda 21 and the takeover of America and the takedown of America, you can now, I believe, educate your neighbors on evidence over evidence about what's happening. And that's what we plan to do on that day, is just share many, many stories that most people can relate to, and most people can't say, you know what, that will never happen in America, because it is happening in America. And just like Joe said, once you wake up the people, once you alert people, we have the power. They don't have the power. And that's, you know, that's simply the goal of the May 3rd conference, is to give people who show up, people who come and join with us, the tools and the education and the power to fight back and create communities around them that will fight back, just like the Bundy case, just like Drake's Oyster Bay, just like the Jenner case in Siskiyou County, just like the people in Yellowstone who are, or Yosemite rather, who are fighting against the federal government taking over the river restoration, or the wolf issue happening in New Mexico and Arizona and now California. You educate the people, you give them the evidence, you tell them the facts, and they get that the federal government is using false science to push through United Nations Agenda 21. And when you do that, you've got an angry audience who is ready to bring up, you know, to show up and fight back. And that's what we need, people. We need the rubber. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the leather shoe meets the road. We need boots on the ground fighting back for the first time, I believe, in U.S. history.
And our guest is Debbie Bacigalupi, and Debbie's talking certainly about the conference. It's going to be held on the 3rd of May on Treasure Island. And you can go to freedomadvocates.org. Freedomadvocates, is it .org or .com, do you recall?
.org. It is .org.
Freedomadvocates.org, and certainly Michael Shaw, good friend Michael, is certainly sponsoring this. And certainly there's going to be Heather Goss is going to be speaking. Debbie Bacigalupi, Bacigalupi is going to be speaking. Certainly there's going to be Patrick Wood. There are going to be other speakers, and then certainly why Michael Shaw will be there. But you need to get the information. You need to get it out to your neighbors. We are the vast majority. But certainly freedom is lost when good people do nothing. And most people are really so busy being busy, they don't understand that little by little, tiny step by tiny step, they have changed America. And they have changed America. This is not the nation that I grew up in back in the 1930s and 1940s. And certainly, certainly when I graduated from high school, 1945, I guess it was, this was an entirely different world. Our social values, our moral values. But these did not change by accident. This was all carefully orchestrated by what I believe are truly evil people. What are your thoughts? And we've got a few minutes for people to for you to get the rest of your ideas out. Go right ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Dr. Stan. I think that this is a truly evil movement. When you're looking at releasing thousands of wolves, Canadian wolves or Mexican gray wolves, onto the United States landscape in rural counties where we have innocent, you know, defenseless cows and defenseless sheep and dogs and people. When you release wolves that are bred by the government, protected by the government, and tracked by the government, and put on people's farms and ranches, this is not innocent. It is evil. There is no other description for this agenda. And then attacking the cattle industry on methane when most people don't realize, and I know your audience does, the byproducts, thousands of byproducts that we use every single day from our cattle or our livestock industry, from insulation to sheetrock to asphalt on or tires, that every human being, whether you're a radical liberal.
Hold that thought.
You bet.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927.
So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Dibber. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a pleasure. But it's wonderful to talk to you about the next week, I guess it is.
Explosion in the prices of gold and silver.
Yeah, thank you. I look forward to it, too. I'll have some more information on the Bundy case.
Okay, fine. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed Debbie Bocciacalupi. That's how you pronounce her last name. It's a real tongue twister. But Debbie Bocciacalupi. Well, anyway, I said she's talking about the conference May 3rd at Treasure Island in San Francisco, put on by our good friend Michael Shaw. And if you want more information, freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org. And if you can't get anything there, well, you can get information from us. Certainly, we carry a couple of DVDs of Michael Shaw talking at Agenda 21. And you can get those by calling 1-800-544-8927.
Our nation is 1-800-544-8927. Public education is systematically destroying our faith in God.
If you like my
country,
talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan,
what can you do?
Which I think is pretty good.
If you love your children, take them out of
program
public school
we did,
and consider
an
homeschooling.
It will take
the Robinson
this background
homeschool
of
program is a 12-year curriculum
so we have
devised by a Christian educator.
Two DVDs by Michael Shaw.
Dozens of books
my talk
on
Agenda 21, the
thousands
covert
of
plan.
Youngsters have taken the course successfully. Gone on to college.
Set.
The
on
modest price is only $195.
You need to
if you'd
help
like
us
to obtain
get this
some additional information,
America.
Call 800-544-8927.
Not from
that's 800-544-8927.
Ukraine.
So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get
most
it.
Most men, when they reach
it.
60 years of age, have urinary tract problems.
I take no credit for it, I believe.
During the day, they have to get up several times every night.
Written,
what's the solution?
But it will tell you
many
about
men
the
use a herbal
product
called
Prostate
Support.
And unless you understand we're involved in the spirits of bottle, for the souls of men and the survival of Western
Dr.
civilization, none of this makes sense. But you can get my book,
Thousands
of
Men
Darkness.
Take Prostate Support
our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927.
If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927.
Once again,
the telephone number
like
for prostate
help for your liberty, and we're on the front lines of this battle. I believe me, it's an expensive proposition. We do need your help.
I suggest you call today.
You can donate to us both through PayPal or send an email. You can send us a check or whatever you'd like to do. You can buy products from us. It all helps. Today we don't benefit from this at all, other than Barbara's able to pay the bills at the end of every month and maintain our network of radio stations. And this program is heard on, let's see, 6, 10, 11, 12 stations this evening. And basically, we're reaching people, and of course, the afternoon program will be heard certainly on 16 to 18 programs. That's the 4 o'clock program, Pacific time. But it's an expensive proposition. That's why we need your help. If you can certainly get the various items we carry, we do carry an excellent group of health products, and basically we know they're reliable. A lot of the health products out there, and there's questions where they're coming from, but the people who produce the ones we carry are responsible, one of the finest Christian companies, health products. But, of course, it comes out over our name. If you'd like a list of the health products, go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, you can get a list of the products that we carry, whether it be the Miracle 2 soap products, whether it be the Berkey water products, the line of spices, the health products, the list of books that we carry, and we carry a lot of books, 4-CD sets, and all sorts of things on the Nazis, all sorts of things on communism, all sorts of things certainly on secret societies and secret government. They're all there. If you want to get a catalog, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a catalog for your charge, or go to our website, radioliberty.com, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful. Beside her.